just very fresh, we come with our aching hearts as we think about our nation for the tragedy that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. We pray for the victims and for their families and friends, and we also lift up our nation as we mightily still struggle with this very issue of racism. So let's pray. Let's come into God's presence with our prayers. And also in the midst of our sad news, we also, another sad news is the father of our church member, Jim Groff, passed away, and his memorial service will be 19th. It's far away, it's in the East Coast, but let's keep him and his wife and his family in our prayers. In the midst of our sadness, we celebrate the birth of the 9th great-grandson to Ina and Marv. Congratulations. his name is Levi. What a biblical name. So keep him in your prayer. He was born lately. He's still in the hospital with a little health concern. So let's pray. O God of grace and mercy, we trust that even before we open our mouth and utter any word, you already know in what's in our hearts. You rejoice with us and you cry with us. In our hearts of great joy and happiness, you are there. In our hearts of aching, broken, you are there with us. So, God, this morning we come into your presence, seeking your healing mercy and grace, seeking to listen for and discern your word for us. We seek to respond to your spirit moving among us and within us. Keep us attentive to your voice and quick to perceive your call in the events and people we encounter in our daily lives. You call and challenge us to love our neighbors. But it is difficult when our neighbor is different from us in some way. Forgive us, O God, our indifferences to the sounds of a hurting world. Especially this week, O God, today, this morning, our hearts are broken at the news of the tragedy in Virginia. Oh God, we lift up those who have lost their lives, those who are mourning the loss of their loved ones. We lift up our nation, the nation that is mightily struggling, divided and broken, struggling to find the unity with all our differences. Oh God, forgive us our blindness to the sight of your wounded people. Forgive us our silence when a word of justice needs to be spoken. Open our ears and eyes and loose our tongues that we may have the courage to speak the truth and to act when we are confronted with cries for justice and scars of oppression. Help us to live a life of faith and trust, embracing all of your children, not some but all, regardless of race, gender, sexual orientations, age, or socioeconomic status. Help us treat everyone with dignity and worth. Help us to be agents of your peace and justice, your healing, power, and reconciliation. O God, may we be co-creators with you in making your kingdom come on earth. We continue with all our joyful hearts and broken hearts. We continue our prayers as we remember and say the words Jesus gave us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory forever. Amen.